This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 28th. God's word to you today is sozo. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 4 verse 12, and it says, "There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." One of the keys to Bible study is asking questions about what you encounter in God's word. From our scripture reference today, for example, Peter says, "There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." What events led up to this statement? A man was healed. That was the background. Yet Peter is saying there is salvation in no one else but the name of Jesus. What has healing got to do with salvation? It is the same word, sozo in the Greek, used for healing when Peter said it is by the name of Jesus that this man was healed, when he was recounting the experience. That sozo is the same word Peter used when he said salvation in no other. This word sozo is so powerful that it occurred 101 times in the New Testament. It occurred mostly in the book of Luke, because Luke was a physician. He understood healing. What does the word sozo mean? Sozo means to save, to keep safe and sound, to rescue from danger or destruction. So when deliverance happens, sozo. When salvation happens, sozo. When healing happens, sozo. When protection happens, sozo. The same blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for your salvation was the same blood that was shed for your healing, for your protection, for your deliverance, for your total freedom. Sozo also means to deliver from the penalties of judgment. When people actually deserve to die, they deserve to be punished. They are guilty as charged. But Jesus says, mercy, sozo. Jesus says it, they did it, they are guilty, but they can go free. They are free, sozo. This is huge. We must be careful not to separate things that God has not. Are you convinced that Jesus has saved you? You should be just as convinced that Jesus wants to heal you and keep you healthy. You should be just as convinced that Jesus wants to deliver you and keep you free from the powers of demons. Acts 14 verse 12 says, "There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." I encourage you to devote time to meditate on this scripture today, until this truth is burned into your heart and wired into your subconscious. Teach it to your children and the people you do life with. There is salvation in no one else. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Samuel 22 verse 47, I declare that the Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May God, the rock of my salvation, be exalted. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.